Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Chris, great talking to you. So I understand I had a chance to listen to your new version of the classic O Canada. I guess my question is, why did you decide to, you didn't change the lyrics, but you changed the beat.
We changed the beat. Why did we decide to do it? We've been a band now for this is our 10th year as a band, and we've been playing the song over the years, like at different occasions, different parties, different Canada Day celebrations. And we've always kind of, you know, been asked if we could play it, and we've always played it, kind of jammed it, kind of half sung it, half done it instrumentally, like different wishy-washy versions. And finally this year we just thought we should just record a version so we can have it for, you know, for our own kind of archives. But when we started recording it, we felt it just was turning out so cool that we went full throttle into getting it done as soon as we possibly could. And then once the music was done and we liked it, we did the video, and now we're kind of getting a little bit of attention for it. So it was a good idea in the long run.
So when you're saying you're getting some attention, you mentioned something earlier about 20 schools have been playing it. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, no, it's more like over 60 schools in the GTA now. Well, now that the school year's done, but over 60 schools were playing it like in the morning as their national anthem in the morning every day. Like the kids were coming to school and hearing that, and it just kind of spread throughout. My mom works as a secretary in Brampton, so Mississauga Brampton area, and she initially she brought it to her school and they played it, and then she sent it to a couple of her secretary friends or to different principals in the area, and then it just picked up from there. And different schools were calling me or calling my mom or emailing me and asking for the MP3 or asking if we could send a disc out. And then next thing you know, it's like in the Durham region, it's in Dufferin-Peel region, it's in Halton, it's in Hamilton. Like it just started spreading like crazy. And it's unfortunate that the school year's over, but it's not going to go away. Like it'll just pick up again in the fall when the school season starts again.
Now, you said also too that this version has helped you get a deal. Talk about that, sir.
Well, when we initially approached Yamaha Drums, actually, about getting a drum set for the video, we just wanted something red. I didn't actually tell him the idea fully because I didn't want to let the secret out, but I just said I needed like a kind of like a Canadian red drum kit. And he's like, well, I have the perfect kit, and he offered me this kit, which belongs to Johnny Fay of the Tragically Hip, and it was the kit that they used at the 2010 Olympics in Vancouver. And it actually, it's like, it's red, Canada red, obviously, and it's got like Canadian flags on it. So it was unbelievable. He lent it to me for the video, and we used it. It looked great. It was like the perfect, like there couldn't be a more perfect drum kit for this particular video. And then after the video and just dealing with Sean at Yamaha, he offered me an endorsement, and then I ended up getting my own brand new kit. I got a fully red kit, which was like amazing, and now I'm affiliated with them, so it just helps out. We're an indie band, so it just helps, makes us look, you know, like a little bit of a bigger deal than we actually are, and it's great for the band.
So what do you think it is? What do you think your version has connected to so many people? What do you think it is?
Well, I can understand totally with the kids, like in elementary schools and in high schools, that it's got a little bit. And I don't want to say, I always want to be careful what I say about any other versions, because I love the versions we listened to in high school and elementary school. Those are the versions I grew up with. I love O Canada no matter what version I'm listening to, instrumental, vocal, whatever. Like it's our anthem and I'm proud of it. I'm proud to be Canadian. But ours is a bit different. It's got a rock vibe to it. It has a drum beat in it, like a full-on drum set. Like, and I'm not playing wimpy. It's just like it's real rock guitars, rock bass. We're singing our hearts out, and I think people are reacting because it has a newer, fresher, like sense of life to it, and I think that's a good thing, and I think that's why the majority of people are reacting positively to it.
So when are we going to get a chance to see you guys perform this live?
It's a good question. We've been we actually just rehearsed late last night. And we're, interestingly enough, which always happens with, well, good songs, is it's difficult to play. And we've been working hard getting it kind of like in game shape. And We have a bunch of shows starting tonight. We're in Toronto tonight at the Brazenhead. We have like a regular Thursday, which is starting all summer. It's starting tonight at the Brazenhead on the patio. So we're going to debut it tonight. We're playing tomorrow in Hamilton. We're going to play it there. We're actually playing a wedding on Saturday. We're going to play it at the wedding. And then on Sunday, we're doing an annual street party in Mississauga. And we're going to, that's kind of where the whole, that's, we've been playing it, O Canada versions, on this street party for 9 years now. So we're going to debut our own version there, and then we'll be playing it forever after that.
So what folks want to get a hold of the song, where do they go? What's the website?
Or just on iTunes. Just go type in Daylight for Dead Eyes and all our stuff comes up. We even have a bilingual version up there. And then the safest, cheapest bet is just go to YouTube.
My friend, thank you so much for the interview.
Thanks, Rudy.
And congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.